OK. So Tafre Shain Zayin, Halacha Vachsinoi. Where and how and when is a person light when he's not in his house on either for part of Chanukah or all of Chanukah? So Mice has a lot of Pratim here and a lot of different Sfikas. And the Taz already points out over here in Sefkan Beis that Harbi Nechsholim Bazeh, people making mistakes and lighting in the wrong places because they're Einam Evinim, because they don't understand these halachas, and maybe they're making mistakes, lying in the wrong places. So let's try to be Mevar al HaSeder, the different possibilities and options a person has. So basically, the Gemara is Mevur, and Shulchan Aruch is Mevur, that a person who's not going to be home, and he's going to be in Achsanah, he's going to be a guest by someone else. So basically, we have three options how to be Yotze Meres Chanukah. Meaning, even that he's just a temporary guest, and he's not part of the Bnei HaBayis over there. So maybe he's not Yotze with the Halakha of the place where he is. The Baal HaBayis line, he's not Yotze Min HaStam, he's not Yotze with that Halakha. So maybe he has three options how to be Yotze. One option is that the people he left in his home, his Bnei HaBayis in his Iker home that he lives in the whole year, the Bnei HaBayis over there are lighting. So maybe he could be Yotze with that Halakha. That's what the Gemara says, Madlikin Olav Goy Besay. That's one option. Another option is he Mishtate Pepruta. If they're not lighting for him in his house, so he needs a hadlaka, so he could give a pruta to the Baal Bayis, and through that be yotze with the hadlaka of the Baal Bayis and where he's staying, where he's in his guest house. And the third option, and we'll see that's at least for Bnei Ashkenaz, that's the best option, the Eifan HaMehuder, is to a makam that he is in his achsanoi to light by himself, to light his own menorah, not to, and even ba'ofen that they are lighting for him at home, not to be yotze with them, to make his own hadlaka, ba'ofen b'makom shenimtza. Now, ma'isa, this halacha that you yotze with, this halacha that you yotze with the halachas b'nei beisai, ma'adlikin alav b'gay beisai, so it's mavur over here in Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel, and basically, so it brings us back to this machlokes rishonim and achrenim, machlokes mechaber ama. What together hadvarim is? How does it work that you yotze with halakas bnei beis? I mean, you're not there. Even if you're not there, the whole chanukah be yotze. So the ma'aseh azay, the Rama learns that etzim this was a kula. This is a takana that you could be yotze with bnei beis. And we'll soon see in terms of kavana. If you want, you could be yotze with bnei beis. Mele you yotze with that. You don't have to make your own hadlaka chutz mizeh. That's the Rama brings from the Trips Hadeshin that a person it was a kula. A person could be yotze bnei beis. The Mechaber, and the Beis Yosef, he doesn't quote him Mechaber, and the Beis Yosef brings his Tainetz from the Marshal, that's the Pichadosh, is that it's not up to you, that's the Iker Hadin, is that you Yotze B'Hadlakas B'nei Beis, and whether you like it or not. Meaning, according to the Beis Yosef, a person who has a Hadlaka going on in his house, even when he goes to Achsanah, he can't go and make a Bracha, he can't be Mafki himself in the Hadlakas B'nei Beis, and if he goes and lights on his own and makes a Bracha with his own Menorah, so it's a Shailah, certainly Bracha Shein Tzucha, and Pshuta Bracha Levatala. Anyone who's being yotze with halakas bnei beis, meaning if there's halakas bnei beis, anyone who b'etzem lives in that house, side baal bayis and side bnei bayis, so fi the marshal and the beis yosef, so you can't make halakha with a bracha on your own. And we spoke last week, it could be lefi the beis yosef, it's because the gather of the whole chiyuv of neres chanukah could be it's like a chiyuv on the bayis. So in Megillah, it's like, you know, it would be lamash like a mezuzah. You know, a person can't say, I'm not yotze with you. We live in the same house, but I'm not yotze with your mezuzah. I'm going to put up my own mezuzah. It's torn b'teilam. Avada chayvus habayis means that as long as there's a mezuzah in the house, everyone is nitbal to that mezuzah, and everyone's yotze with that mezuzah. Hu adin, sounds like lefi d'beis Yosef. That's the gather of the chi of neres chanukah, is the halakha in the bayis. Once there's a halakha in the bayis, there's no way to be mafki yourself in that halakha. We spoke last week, that could be, that's why the Mechaber l'shitah, so that's how he learns the whole gather of Mahadrin and Mahadrin, is that snapshot that everyone likes, that's why it's Svaridim, not everyone likes their own menorah, because once there's one Galichta menorah in the house, it's not shayach for anyone else to be mafkiya themselves from that hadlaka, and male everyone's yetze. Okay, but Akalpanim, there's Machlokes Mechaber Ramah. So it comes out, Lefi the Ramah, you have an option. You could be yetze, you could yes be yetze, not be yetze. So what's a Talian? When do I decide? How do I decide? Do I have to decide? What's Minastam? So the emphasis is like this, the Magen Avraham, in the beginning of the Shabru and Sukkot Beis brings from Marshal. The Marshal says like this, that a person who thinks, he's under the impression that they're not lighting for him in his house, doesn't know about it. And then he comes home later at night, and he sees, oh, punk, they lit for him. He had no idea. He thought, he assumed they were not lighting. Says the Marshal, you should light with a bracha. Says the Magen Avraham, Mishabru Paskins, you cannot light with a bracha. If they lit with a bracha without B'lid Yascha, you can't light with a bracha anymore. So the emphasis is you look in the Paiskim over there, in the Machas HaShakal and others, so the it's a tame of this halacha, because the Marshal is the one who holds you can't be mafki yourself in Malkas B'nei Beisai. So just because you didn't know about it, you came home and you found it, you're chayef to light with a bracha. So this is very shvarim nekuda in the marshal. If chayil fi that chita, you should be should make a difference whether you know bad or not. So there's a big arichas. Chayil, it's anyone.
Marshal's
lashon
over here.
He says baal bais. Yeah. So there's a big arichas in the Taz, and there's a shayla I had to learn, but it seems that the marshal. It's azoy that etzim a person has no choice. Once there's halakha b'nei beisa, he can't be mefkid himself from that. But regularly that there's no halakha, or he himself is in a place he doesn't know if there's halakha. He's either knows there's no halakha, or he's mesupik if there's halakha. So memela, because he doesn't know if he's being yotze, chazal metaken for him achiv halakha b'nei atzma. So memela, the regular that he doesn't know was chal achiv halakha, and that achiv halakha zok mashal is not paka, even if it turns out they took punk lit for you, but since it was already chal and you achiv halakha because you had a suffix if you were being yotze b'nei beisa, so you're chayv to light. Okay, akapana, that's lefi the mashal, pas tzek the machaber. Right, once it's chal the suffix, because it's pas just like loy plug, because there's chal, once you're mesupik, you're not going to be mevara later. So here, punk, you happen to come home, you're mevara later. Okay, so you can't be mafki yourself, and magen ram is taka chayla. But that's the ramah comes out, ladidon, that we hold like the ramah. That it is taka up to a person, so then taka faker. Magen Avraham holds like the Rama. So why taka when you come home? You didn't know about it. So you didn't. If you didn't know about it, you didn't have mind to be yotze with halakas ishtay. Let's say you come home late, you saw she lit. I didn't have a mind to be yotze. And according to the Rama, it's up to you to be yes be yotze, not be yotze. So it's mavur here in this Magen Avraham, the Mishmur paskins it that min hastam we assume the stama is that if there's going to be halakha in bnei beisa, min hastam you want be yotze and you will yes be yotze. And that's why even if you didn't know about it and you come home later and you saw a punk day lit, it was a surprise to you, but so you can't go and light with a bracha now because ba'etzem me'ikar din you're already yotzei ba'bakas b'nei beisa.
I see what I'm saying. They're in shul and they're making kiddush, right. So it's time to come on in is not to be yotzei. Right. Right. You'd rather do it on your own.
Right. So by Neir's Chanukah, it's so it could be it's like a moed b'miktas. It's moed b'miktas to the machaber. Meaning, but ba'etzem the ikar chi of halakas Neir's Chanukah is taka, Neir's Shubesos should be in his house. So memela. So maybe we assume that your kavana was not to go and be yotze a special din of mahadrin and a mahadrin, to go be mafki yourself from the chayvus habayis and for the halak in your bayis and to go light. And that's what's mavur betzim later in the Mishnah Berurah and Tifkat and Tes, where the Rama says that taka, and it's mavur in the Trumas Deshan, that the right thing to do is to taka not be samech on the halak of b'nei beis and to taka light on your own. So there the Mishnah Berurah speaks out. You have to have, if you want to do that, you have to have kavana loy lotzeis with halak of b'nei beis, so lahed yudak kavana not to be yotze before the halak. And only then could you be mafki yourself. But if you're not machavim before the shas hadlaka, so then it's too late. You're already yotze. But hadlaka is bnei beisa. That's Mishnah Berurah and Tifkat and Tes Zayin. Yeah. That's what it sounds like. It seems like you have to be aware of the fact that before she lights that you don't want to be yotze. So in my sense, this could be no game. Meaning a person who b'shas hadlaka is not by his house, and he assumes that, let's say he assumes he's coming home later that evening. I heard a Maisa Shahaya, a person, he took a child to the hospital and he assumed he was coming back. So his wife, he had his wife light at B'Shas Hadlaka and he assumed he was going to be back B'Shas Hadlaka. And it turns out, Taka, he had to stay near the hospital the whole night. So Mele, he goes back to where he's staying, he finds a place to stay a few hours later. So it's still, the other person can make a bracha the whole night. And now he wants to go light. He didn't light near Chanukah that night and he didn't go back home B'Chal. So Maisa, he can't light with a bracha anymore because the Maisa, he'd like to love him goy besoy. And since B'Shas Hadlaka, he thought he was being yotzei, and he didn't have kavanah loy lotzei. So then it's too late, Dr. Mishmur, you can't make another hadlaka with a bracha. And not just birchas lahadlak. We pass in Tefer Shayin Vav that once you're yotzei b'bnei besoy, you don't make a birchas lahadlak, you also don't make a birchas ariyah. You don't make a shas nisim, you don't even make a shachiyanu on the first night. You don't make any of the brachas.
That he was supposed to be on the Saturday of the return?
Yeah, I mean, that's what he was assuming. He was assuming that I'm going back home. Right, so let's say assume in a chanami. If Rishas Maisi thought I'm going to come home and I have a kavanah not loy lotzeis, then he can go home and make a mahajim and a mahajim in a chanami. Even though you don't need to, because when ishta we say ishagufa, but he could have been mafki himself. Well, assuming he wasn't mafki himself, then Maisi it's taka too late, and he can't make another halak with a bracha. Yes, so this is machlok sapayskim. The Bach holds you do make a shachinu, but tafshayin vav. Mishnah Berurah is machria like the other achrayinim that you don't make a shachinu. Yeah, meaning when you're nitbal to the halakha in your house and you happen to not be there, so then you don't make a shachinu the first night, and then it's a shayla the second night, right? The second night also we pass. Since you were yotze the first night, you were unable to access the bracha. Well, maisa you're yotze, you can't make a shachin the second night. It's machlokes hapoyskim. That's some tafshayin vav. So we pass. What? Yeah, the wife can make all the brachas. Yeah, she's chayav. You've been yotze with her. She makes all the gantz hadlaka with everything. Yeah. But. So this is all the maisa. Okay, so this is the problem that you have to be careful for. If you want to be yotze the Rama, so you have to be careful that you're mafkia yourself properly before the halakas b'nei beis, the halakas ishtay. Now the embassy is, you look right there in the Mishnah Berurah, it's the hemshech over there in Sifkaton Tezayin. So he points out that Saif kol Saif, even if a person wants to do Mahajim and Amahajim like the Rama, he's Mechavin, you know, Darakal, a person knows he's not going to be home, he's Taka Mechavin, he knows it's Muchach that he's not going to be yotze, and he has a mind, he's going to light on his own wherever he is. Tachas Meis and Mishbru brings from the Ali Rabbah. Meis, this is Machlokes Yishenim. This is Machlokes Apeiskim. So Avad is like Mishbru. The minig is, you know, we're Samechan Derema. So a person wants to be Mafki himself and Bnei Beis and make a Hadlaka with a Bracha. So Avad, they could. Says the Mishbru from the Ali Rabbah, Lachatchila, better not to. So what's the Eitz Lachatchila, better not to? So Lachatchila is to be Mafki yourself from Hadlaka's Bnei Beis. And wherever you are, if there's someone else lighting, be Yaitse the Bracha Shmei Kain. And light your own Menorah, because Meikar Din, that's what the Ramad holds to do, the Trumas Hadeshin, is that you should light your own Menorah. But since it's a chashash on the Bracha because of the Sheet of the Mechaber, because of the Sheet of the Marshal, and the Beis Yosef, so maybe the right thing to do, the better thing to do, is to be Mafki yourself and to be Yaitse the Brachas than someone else. But they say so in Achsenoi, Fi Bnei Ashkenaz, an Achsenoi who's by someone else, and he's Taka lighting, even though they're lighting from the Madlikin Alev Goy Besai, the Chatchila Dika thing to do, Lefi Mishbrua, from the Ali Rabbah would be to be Yotze the Brachas with someone else. Now, Lamaisa.
No,
so if not, you could make the Brachas. Mishbrua says you could make the Brachas, because Lamaisa we pass him like the Ramah. But Sazah Hanhaga Toiva, he says Lahedya, Vade in Limchos, Vade in Ogin Lavarach. You can make a Bracha. Yeah. Achrei the Harbi Achrei Nevskim Lavarach. Mekamakam Toiv Yoser. Yeah, here. It's a Shaila. So I'll tell you the Mashal. This Shaila comes up, you know, it's very, very common Shaila, is that someone's coming from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, and they're still lighting, wherever he left in America, lighting in his house, and he comes here, you know, the Shver, the Shviger, whatever it is, and they're staying here. And there is a hadlaka going on, b'bnei beis, b'bnei chiyuva. So do you have this hider of the Mishnah Berurah not to make a bracha? They shouldn't make the bracha. They should be yotze with the b'nei beis.
That was when you're in totally different times.
Oh, so that's what I'm saying. So over here, I think l'chayr over here, you could b'emes. The Mishnah Berurah says b'chlal the minig like the Rama. The minig is to make a bracha if you're an achsenai. So I'm saying over here, where l'maisin you're in a different time zone. L'maisin it's a big shayla. They bring a lot of poskim from Zalman amongst them. Hold at different times doesn't make an afkamina. That's them. You're still yotze 100%. But l'maisin this is a even though you miss it. I mean, let's say like this. When you're in Eretz Yisrael, Shas Adlaka, so you have no Hadlaka, because back in New York, back in whatever, in Chutzlar, so it's still the morning, right?
So if you play with the date line, you can mamish.
And the date line, you can b'chal mis days, yeah, nechanan. So Shlomo Zalman said, and I think this is the Pashtus, that time zones don't make a difference, as long as in Beis Yosha Kavuala, Kolim Yosha Shana, there's a Hadlaka, so you yotze with that. Lamaisa, this is a shtickle shine on the Paiskim, so, and other Paiskim, the Tzala Chachma, the Tzal Stern, so he has a whole, you know, he lived in Australia, so he wrote a whole Arichas about all these nyanim, about the dateline and different things. So he's Mefakfek, says maybe you're not Yotze. So there you have that. And Bechlal, anyway, Lamaisa, Mishbru himself says that if you will light before the Hadlaka actually takes place in your home, so then you could talk about the Bracha, because at that point you were Nachnish Yotze, because Lamaisa, there was no Hadlaka yet in your house. So Lamaisa, in Eretz Yisrael, the Hadlaka here is always, yeah, like hours before the Hadlaka in New York.
It's
not the Marshal, not the Marshal. Yeah, Vadim Yisavich on the Ramah, right. Yeah, I mean, this hider that the Ali Rabbah is saying, to be Yotze Kol Adeyas, so Zokter, as long as you're lighting before she's lighting, so it's okay. The Emma says, Yesh Lodon Fi Marshal, I'm not sure. And Befrat, that here you have the issue with the time zones, L'chor B'chi Agav, no, someone's coming here, so then they could tack a light L'chadchil with the Bracha. I'm saying Bechlal, someone who wants light the Bracha, so in Limchis. Toiv Yeser, Toiv Yeshenatu. Fine. So this is all agabe the shaila of me'ikar hadin, of being mafki yourself in the halakha b'nei beisai, and going to light me'ikar hadin, being matel a chiyav on yourself that you me'ikar hadin. So I'm not yitz b'nei beisai, I have a chiyav to light to make all the brachas and alts. Mice over here in the mechaber in Sef Aleph over here. So it's mevur. There's nacha mechayev, and this could be even to the mechaber. Not soon again, b'zmanenu, we'll see, but there's another mechayev to light, even though there is a hadlaka going on by b'nei beis, and that is regardless, even if you're not mafki yourself from b'nei beis, it's a problem of chashad. It says b'zmanehim, if you were an achsana and you had your own lodgings and you had your own pesach, and everyone was, let's say, b'dina the gemara, everyone was lighting outside, and people will see you weren't lighting, so this is chashad. People are going to be chashad, you weren't yotze, so mishum chashad, you'd have to light a menorah. So this is a whole different zach. There's nothing to do with being mafki yourself, not being mafki yourself. That's what Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkaton Tes. I think it says avad, you don't make a bracha on such hadlaka because you bet some yotze. So you just have to light. And Maisa the place can point out, Mishnah Berurah here, that Maisa bizmanehem, that everyone was lighting inside. So Zakhtir, there's no more chashad outside, because if you don't light outside, no one's going to be chashad, because no one lights outside. Elamai, Mishnah Berurah brings from different places, Marivayel, that there could be, there's the opposite problem. That Marivayel says, that Nowadays, they're talking Mizmanim, everyone was lighting inside, and the minhag was that everyone was lighting Mahajim and Amahajin, Kafi minhag bin Ashkenaz Arayim. So Mimela, if you don't light Mahajim and Amahajin, people aren't going to know that they're Madlikir Lavu Goy Beisa, people aren't going to know that you're Yotze with your Halakas Beisa, and there's a Chashad even inside. So this Mishnah Berurah has a whole shtekel pilpul about this in Sifkot and Zayin. Maisa's Maskana is that it's a Chumrah. In Ikra Din, we're not choshish for this chumrah. So he says no chshad, unless he says maybe there's makom hachmer if you have your own room b'fnei atzmai. But it's mavur. So in the place, room b'fnei atzmai means not just a place to sleep, not just a bed. It means that that's a place where you had your own lodgings. So then there is shay chshad b'fnei atzmai. But if you're eating with the b'nei bayis, kfiyam etzias shel zaneinu, if someone's staying in your house and they're eating with you and they're living in the same house, so chayr there's no chshad. And b'chlal b'zmaneinu, the place can really point out that some people light inside, some people light up outside, some people light upstairs, downstairs. Yeah. So there's so many places. B'chlal could be there's no more mechayev of chshad. So Memela, the only thing we have to deal with is the Iker Chi of Lefi the Ramah, that a person who's Mafki himself from Lakas Bebesi wants to be kind of Hajj bin Hajj, like by himself. So the way it has to be done is by being Mafki yourself, but there's not without an issue of Chashad. So now, it's Mavur here in the Ramah, in the Ramah on the end of Sif Aleph, that the Makam, that there's no problem of Chashad, right? We have no problems of the place where you sleep, people are going to be Chayshish you. So then we have a Shiloh. What happens if a person's in Achsana, he's not in his house? He has two separate lodgings. There's one place where he's eating, one place where he's sleeping. So the makam, that there's no chshad. So then the Ramah says the ikar is the makam achila. Brings that from Metshuvas HaRashba. So, okay, so let's just get this clear. The case that the Ramah is talking about, where a person has two places, means a person is a guest somewhere. He's staying by somewhere else. He has two bazunder places. One place where he's sleeping, it's his sleeping quarters. One place he has his eating quarters. There, says the Ramah, the ikar is the makam achila. Fine. That's the extreme case of achsenai. So the Mishnah Berurah already points out, Sifkan Yud Beis, I think over here, he says that's only when you're living b'tayras achsenoi, you're living b'tayras anoi reach, a guest, you have a guest lodging for sleeping, a guest lodging for eating, so you go after that, ikr, that's a guest lodging for eating. But if a person b'etzem is still sleeping in his house, his ikr kfiyah shal kol yom hashana, his house, yeah, that's where he lives, and he punked is going to eat by someone for a few, let's say he's eating for all 8 days, or he's just eating for 1 day, certainly for 1 day or for a few days, but he's just eating there. So there, we're not going to say that since Achila is more of a kaveya than Shena, but that's when they're both aray. But when you're living in your house and you just go stomp to eat one night a meal or a few nights a meal or a lot of meals, lo mashaneh.
Not the whole year. How is he lives for
a no, so then that's the regular case. Then he has two places that are kavur, he has two right. Batim. Yeah, then Achila Zikr, yeah, because then he's Imam Shisa the whole year. But when it's only an aray tikka, then the place can say it's an aray tikka Achila, so then Avada, the ikr is makam Shena and makam where he's sleeping. So. So
Maisa, in either one of the same copy, meaning it's the light of Chutz by a window, that would be Miskan, right?
What do you mean?
Because in other words, you're where you eat. Normal person's Kavua. Person where he eats does not have anything, does not have a window. Where he sleeps, he does.
Oh, yeah, and a Chanami. And a Chanami. Pshumanis will be Miskan, yeah. Yeah. Without the Cheshbon, right. I mean, if they're equal, and the only issue is the Milo of Iker Makam and Achila, so right. Mashenki, but over here, where the Achila, where the Shena is Kavua, and the Achila is Arai Ba'alma, so then even if it's less Pshumanisa, the Chayra you would light in the Makam Shena. I mean, the Taz is Mashma. The Taz says that people do this, and you know, if you look around, I think in America it's more common. People go, the Zayda and the Baba, they want to go. They go for the Suda, and they light there and light the bracha. So the Taz brings this Hanaga. The Taz was aware of this Hanaga, and he says it's a toast. He says people do it because they're in a Mavinim, they don't understand the halacha. He says preach over here, you're not going to go. Now the Ma'ase says the Mashmos of the Taz is that you're not Yotze. It's not your Makam Halacha B'chlal. He says he compares it to like someone who's standing b'emsa rechayv. That's what the Lashon HaTaz is. He's standing in the middle of the street in a light. So, chayr, it's a big problem. What? Even if you're mishtat, even if you light your own menorah, it doesn't help. It's not your makom halakha. You have a chiyuv to go back to your house. Right. Now, like Maisa Azay, the Magen Avram, when he quotes this halacha, it's also from Magen Avram. Maisa, the Magen Avram says it, he quotes the Bach. If you look in the Bach, the Emes says the Bach is mavur, that mi'ikra din you could be yotze, even if you're having an achilas aray, and your besois, your besois shal kavush kol yomei shana. Bach says the ikar problem is chshad. It's mavur in the Bach. The Magen Avraham doesn't quote this part of the Bach, so yesh ladon. But the ma'aseh of the Bach alein inside is mavur, that if you eat it, you're eating one meal by a friend, and then you don't light in your ikar house, everyone's going to be choshesh you, and that's your ikar house. So the ma'aseh of bizman hazeh, that's what we're saying, bizman hazeh, there's really no issue of chshad anymore. Lefi reiv ha'pesach, because many people light inside, light in the living room, b'chlal. So it could be lefi the Bach, you have a shtekel limitzchos, and a lot of people who are knowing like this, they go just for a few hours for a suda, you know, to eat a little bit, and they light over there. So chayr, it's a shtekel limitzchos. Another is that lefi that let's say they're sleeping in their house at night, but they go for a few hours, they go before, so like they stay for a few hours, they eat their dinner, and they light there. So I'm just saying, before we get to a heter, the limud tzchus, we're starting with the limud tzchus. The limud tzchus is that lafi the bach, it's not the taz is mashma, it's not a makom adlaka, you're not yotze. It's mashkach mashmoz taz. The bach is mavur, betzim it's not a shayav not being yotze. Betzim it is a proper makom adlaka, because mice you're eating there tonight. Alamai is pram machshad, because my name is no chshad. So lafi the bach, there's already makom fapal. Mice, if you look also in the taz, who's more mashma, more machmer, taz says like this, you're going somewhere to eat ba'arai, v'yesh l'cha bayis ba'oysei ha'ir, so you're avad machu, you have to go back to that place. That ulai, if you're going out of town, sometimes people travel an hour or two or three to visit their children on Hanukkah. So meila, if you're very far away, it could be even the taz be maskin that pchiyah gavne, they weren't machayev you to go back to your home for halakas on Hanukkah. Maybe it's, so yesh loden. I had a shtickle suffik. It could be it's alts. Once you're so far away, so that's taka called an akira even from your base of akavua since it's so far away. Or maybe it's just mchalal for mitzvahs ner Hanukkah. They weren't matriach you to travel so far. Yesh loden. So this is a shtickle diik in the taz. Akoponim lechatchila. This is zecher nisht, right? To go and just light there and zoe to be yotzi with that. Alamai, it could be because you have this bach and you saw this diik. Could be that azoy that we could say. Listen, when you're there, light where you are by your kids. Don't make the brachas by yourself. Be yotzi with the brachas of baal bais and you lit there. So okay, chayyur you have a starker tzad. You yotzi to feed the bach and with the other. And then when you go back home, so light without a bracha. So at least chach be yotze hadlaka. What's that?
Friday night
you have a problem, yeah. If you're going back to eat, yeah. Yeah, oh, so I'm sorry. So, and the Eitzim of Cheres, Pasha, the best Eitzim, if a person is able to do this, to make a shliach, right? If they're eating, they're out in there by their kids in, they're out by their kids, wherever it is, an hour or two away from home. So Lamaiso, all you have to do is, yeah, make a shlich. Like you said last week, you have to work it out. The shlichus, who makes a bracha, how they make a bracha. Well, if he's that, then you'd be, you'd say, that would be glad. But if you sleep there that night, oh, so one second. So we're going to get to more. Now we're talking the two extremes. One extreme was an achsanai, who's pashit two, he has a temporary eating and sleeping. Now, in the other extreme we're saying is that if you have your kavua, like a house where you sleep, and you're non-kavua, and you're just visiting someone to eat, so then l'chayr, l'chatchi levada, a person should not light where he eats. And we're saying, l'nimit tzchus, and different eitzos, that's sometimes very hard for someone. This is the time they want to go to visit, whatever it is. So maybe you could pull some shtick if you send the shliach.
It's going to light at home. It's allowed to eat before he lights.
What do you mean?
So in case you're going to your family, whatever it is.
Okay.
So you're only going to light when you come back home. That's what you're saying. Is that like a feel you should do it? Right?
What do you mean? You're in your home at Shas Hadlaka?
You leave before Shas Hadlaka.
You leave before Shas Hadlaka. Okay. Meaning you're not making a shliach. You can't make a shliach. You're not making a shliach. So the chatchila thing to do would be to go back home and light back home, right? So could you eat there?
Yeah,
why not? You're saying al tzachil lefnei mitzvos, al what? Al being kaveh yourself over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. So that's what Taz is saying, pshita, that you could, yeah, eat away. And just and you could eat and it's fine. And your ikar kriyas. And now we just have to decide. Now, you ate there, you live here. So what's your ikar kriyas? Pshita, your ikar kriyas is where you live. So then you should go back and like, yeah, Elamai people, it's difficult, and they're going to come back very late. So we're saying Eitzes now, that maybe you can light there and be Yotze the Bracha someone else, and light a little bit later. L'chatchil make a shliach. Fine. So this is all in these two extreme cases. We have Mamish Akvias or Mamish and Ares. Now let's talk about another very, very common case, which I don't think is a clear achar in the Peskin. Interesting Shaila. So what would we say like this? A person goes for Shabbos Chanukah, right? Also very... very popular thing to do. You go away for Shabbos Chanukah now. So you're going to your brother, your sister, your mother, your brother, Chveswas, and they don't have room for you. So you can eat all the meals over there with the Bnei Abayis, but they don't have room for you. So they find you an empty apartment, right? Because they're going to the other place for Shabbos Chanukah. So they find you an empty apartment. So L'chayra, you're an Achsenoi. You're temporarily sleeping here. You're temporarily eating here. So what should be the Iker? L'chayra, the Iker is Makom Achila. Yesh Mefakvikin. No. Over here, the place where you're staying for Shabbos, empty apartment, it's Meyuchid for you. No one else's makam. It's only your makam. So this that it's a makam yuchid for you, as opposed to where you're eating, you're just a tuffle over there. There, your mamish is just a guest. Your guest, because the ikr is the baal bayis over there, and you're just nitbal to them. So maybe the fact that it's more miyuchid for you, the makam where you're sleeping is miyuchid just for you, maybe there's a tzad to say that b'chi ha-gavna, the makam shena would be the ikr. Now, I think tachas the pashtus is just as a, because soif, you're temporary in both places, and soif, the ikr kaveh is achilo, so hagan, that over there, it's more me'urav, it's more, you're more tough to the baal bais, but soif, your ikr kaveh is for that shabbos,
chayr is makam achilo. Isn't that case of right, always you're more ikr is the way you're sleeping anyway?
No, case. No, 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 that's what I'm saying. The original case was where you're eating by yourself. You had two lodgings. You had your own sleeping and your own eating.
Oh, your own eating.
Yeah, who said you weren't by any Baal Bayis yet. Yeah.
Your house is nothing in this case?
Yeah, so B'chiyah Gavna case, we're going to get to what's the story with your house. But let's assume for now that when you leave your house and you lock up the door and you're not going back there for Shabbos, so let's assume that's an akir. We'll discuss that in a minute. So Chayra B'chiyah Gavna, Taka, the right thing to do is Makam Achila. Yesh Mefashim is, I fought this out with a number of people. You know, there's different cheats about this. That's Chayra the Pashas. Hagam, we do find that Amal, this does play a role, that it's more Meyuchar. Where's that? So let's say Bachram and Yeshiva. Bachram and Yeshiva have their own dira with a few Bachram, four or five Bachram. They eat in the Cheder Ochel, 500 Bachram. So where to light? Oh, Ramah says Makam Achila. And as I talk to Chazanish was Meir Bat to Bachram, light in the Cheder Ochel, Makam Achila Iker. A lot of Poiskim, Ramosha, and Mechas Yitzchak, so they tied it that here, because over here, Be'etzim, you're equally Kavu on both, right? You're in your dira the whole year, and you're in the Cheder Ochel the whole year. So Mechiyah Gavna is like the Moshe, because in your dira it's more Meyuchah to you, and it's more Mesuyim to you, you're Mesuyim to a place, and you're Mesuyim to a bed, and you're Mesuyim to a Pesach, Mashenkin and Cheder Ochel. So Mechiyah Gavna, a lot of Poiskim, and Moshe amongst them held that over here, the fact that it's more Prati, the Pratiyut is Kaveya, that is more of a Kaveya than the Makam Achila. But I'm just saying that's b'chal not a raya. For this case, we're lemaisa, they're both aray, right? Once they're both aray, so l'chayr, then that's the shulchan aruch, that the kaveya is the achila. Oh, right. So that's what they say. Like l'chumra, that's what they say. I mean, stam. So there's different zachin in the place. So be makbi attack on Chanukah. If you want to light over there, l'kuli almos, so then you eat one suda day over there, do something over there, and then you can attack a beer. Say. Yeah, l'chayr, because that's what he's saying. By your room, that's a makom. Yeah. Fine. Okay. So that's why. In the case of Shabbos, the chayr still the ikar is the makom achila. Now, Mice, what about your house? So Mishnah Berura, the Bialacha brings from the Pri Chada. She says that B'chiyah Gavna, you're going for Shabbos. We're handling the place. We're eating, sleeping. What about your house you left? The Kipshutai, place you left. Again, you're not going to be there for the whole day, for the whole night. So it's nothing to do with anything. Yeah, there's no chayvas halacha there b'chal. Ma'isa the lashon of the prichadash that the bi'alacha brings is that if you leave your house for all 8 days of Chanukah, so then you forget about your house. The lashon is all 8 days.
Even asked
the Nebe'isa. Everyone leaves.
In other words, I'm also wondering.
Oh yeah, so Bnei Beis. So that's clear that even for even any part or all of Chanukah, you could be Yotze with Bnei Beis, even for one day, and certainly for all 8 days. Yeah, even if you're not going to be there for 8 days. Right. Oh, 6 years. I'm saying you have to be Magdir what's called your house. Yeah, so you have to know at what point it's not called you live there anymore. So, meaning this is the Shaila. Kipshutai, Bachrim, who are in Yeshiva for the year, they can't be Yotze with the Halakha back home because they moved into somewhere else. Yeah.
So a month for a business trip, 3 nights.
Yeah, once you convey yourself, you know. I hear. Yesh lo then. But certainly for 8 days of Chanukah, for, you know, staying in a hotel for 8 days of Chanukah, or going on a business trip, 8 days of Chanukah, certainly could be yotze with the Hadlaka B'nai Beisah. Now, what's not Pashut is Azai. So this is the first time B'Shem Rabbi Yashvi has a Diyak, Dafka 8 days. Meaning, if the whole family leaves, but not for all 8 days, just for a few days of Chanukah, you still have a Chayvah Sabayis, so you still have to light in your house. That's what, not al tzchshad, mashma me'ikar adin, because it's still called your house. L'maisa, it's very shver. It's a big chiddush, kal pachas, and most of the poskim are chiluk on this, chazanish, and shom zalman, and come out all the poskim learned that either this prichadush is lav dafka. If you look over there, the prichadush was asked the shayla, and the shayla he was asked was about someone who leaves for 8 days. Also, l'maisa, the prichadush, who's being mistopic 8 days, he's l'maisa talking. If you look in the bialach, he's talking about a case where you leave your house, but you still go back during the day a little bit, you still visit there, and you go back during the day, and you have some kind of tashmish ha'arayis, maybe that's why you need 8 days. Al-Kapana, the pashtus is that if you leave for even one full day, so then already you're going to be your oikir, your kfiyas, your house, and you light where you are. I just saw one valdig ha'ara from Reb Bloy in a Sefer Chayvus Adar. In the back, he has a few pages in Hilchos Chanukah. So he says, but what if you're in your house when it's already chal the zman hadlaka? So then it could be, it's not so pashtim if you get yourself. It's a big nafkam yinodina, Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, Zman Hadlaka is ready from Plaga Mincha. So it's like there, if you're in your house by Plaga Mincha, there's already Chal Chavis Hadlaka. So then to leave and be mafkir yourself once it was ready Chal Chavis Hadlaka, it's like there, Tzarechin. Chal Fiat Varam Eilu, a person should be makbid if he's going away to leave before Plag. Tzarechin.